another beautiful thing about spices, they work great together. And some of these of the chapters are dedicated to spice mixes, like the Baharat, which was brought to Israel by the Iraqi Jewish community. Baharat is a spice mix that every household would make their own mix with their own proportions. It has cinnamon and allspice and nutmeg and a little bit of ginger. Some people put black pepper, some people don't, some cardamom, some clove, and the rosebud. They would ground them and add them. So you've had this like a one-stop shop spice that was so wonderful and so aromatic and so flavorful.
Now we have Hanukkah coming up, and I had asked you what's a spice that you would associate with the holiday of Hanukkah, and Baharat was the answer.
Well, Baharat, because when I think about Hanukkah, I think about latkes. And when we make our latkes, my Iraqi grandma, she would make it obviously spiced latkes. So she would put the onions, and she would put the parsley and potatoes. And of course, she would also spice it up with a little bit of Baharat. Those latkes were, we don't have them usually with applesauce. But the Baharat in the latkes just brings a whole different aroma and flavors to the latkes. So I would encourage people to try that. Try the Sephardic version of the latkes with potatoes and herbs. Some people love cilantro, some people cannot stand it. But if you like cilantro, add a little cilantro into the mix and use it like anywhere from 1 teaspoon to 1 tablespoon of Baharat spice mix. And see how you like it. I think it's delicious.
Spice it up. So you come from
Spice it up.
a you come from more of a Sephardic Jewish background. Tell me,
Yeah.
and which has a different cuisine than the Ashkenazi Jews. What's been, do
Yeah.
you think, is the biggest difference?
Well, the major difference that comes to mind first and foremost is the level of spiciness. We always have those spicy chutneys and spicy tomato sauce, and shakshukas and the meatball and harissa, everything to do with peppers. And of course, all the other spices. So cumin is a big key in Middle Eastern, North African cuisine. Turmeric. We use cinnamon to also spice lamb, chicken, and beef dishes. My mom, my father's side is North African. It's from Tunisia. And my favorite meatballs she would used to make for Friday for Shabbat dinner were spiced with a little bit of cinnamon. I do give spice classes as well. It's so nice to see how when people discover spices for the first time, how they fall in love. I mean, I get messages of people. First of all, they say, "Oh, I put turmeric in everything because my thing is turmeric. So put turmeric in your eggs, put turmeric in your soups, put turmeric in your sauces." And za'atar, people being all of a sudden being exposed to za'atar, and they sprinkle it on everything, and it's so nice, it's so fulfilling to know that you are able to share that with people and expose them to flavors and ingredients that they've never tried before. It's really special.